modern smoker.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, you're back on the Paracast, but Chris is a remote person today. And not because of his personality being remote, it's because he is not at his studio in Arizona. Right now, you're in California, sunny California.
Yeah, real sunny. Boy, you should see my face, Gene. I got burnt out on the water. Oh, my goodness. We went out on Ron's boat, and I just didn't realize how strong the sun was, bouncing off the ocean, you know, cloudless sky. And, man, did I get a sunburn. Now I'm all peeling. I'm trying not to peel on his desk.
Hey, this is your as-yet unannounced guest, but I have an urgent question. If Chris is remote and I can see him, does that mean I'm remote viewing?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Ron James. And he is something or other. We haven't really identified him yet, but he sometimes is known as a conscious media producer.
Sometimes.
Right. Other times we call him an unconscious media producer.
I think more people have said that.
Yeah.
Or more people want you to be unconscious. But then you'd be just like the U.S. Congress, where most people think the U.S. Congress is unconscious or should be.
Or rendered unconscious, maybe.
Oh, well, you know, they're too busy passing bills that don't do anything.
Yeah.
We don't want to get into politics, though, because we never discuss politics on the Paracast. Except, of course, this is... Once again, our latest NSA edition, because we know the NSA is watching and listening to us. Even though this is only an audio hookup, they secretly turn on the cameras on their computers. But seriously speaking, I want to talk over a few things here. And one of the issues that we always raise here is how people get interested in the paranormal. And I've long maintained that I've really never had any paranormal experiences. But I guess that's only semi-true. I'll give you an example. Back in the 1970s, early 1970s, my first wife and I are together. Her name's Geneva Hagen now, and you've heard her on the show. And she wakes me up one night and says, I just saw a water elemental. You know what a water elemental is, Chris?
Hold on. He's swimming.
Yes, I do know what a water elemental is, Gene.
Okay. So I saw something in the distance. I didn't have my glasses on or my contact lenses. So I said, okay, that's experience number one. Experience number two, we did see a light in the sky that made a couple of rapid maneuvers before it disappeared. That's back in the late 60s. That's my one and only UFO sighting. And if it doesn't sound very detailed, that's all it is. A light
maybe
in the sky.
Maybe what you saw in the water was a kelpie. or possibly a mer person.
On the Discovery Channel, they had Mermaid, the body... discovered, and it was a whole docudrama with fake people playing even faker people, and they purported the existence of underwater skunk apes that are more elusive than Bigfoot and live in kelp forests deeper than anything in the state of New Mexico.
Wow.
So it is a remote possibility that we have been shadowed in our evolutionary process by our aquatic, tail-bearing, but possibly breedable counterparts under the ocean.
Yes, but I'm just wondering, what do they lay eggs and then the male swims over the top and exudes some sort of like sperm-like?
No, that would be fishy. These are supposed to be underwater skunk mammal things. So even though they have fish tails,
you're talking about underwater big feet?
Basically, yeah, they had this whole theory about how man at some point, you know, was fishing out of the ocean and everything, and a bunch of them jumped in and never came back.
Right.
And then theoretically, they evolved tails and fins, and now they're out there, and the Navy knows about it, and they're trying to train them and use them as a super secret weapon against Chinese nuclear submarine.
Yeah, but in order for them to breed, they would have to have genitalia, and all they have is a tail, so I'm confused.
I have a feeling that, you know, evolution came up with some clever way to put little thingies and thingettes in the little tail sections, and, you know, they just kind of walk up and go to it. And it's not like laying eggs. It's probably mammalian, like whales do it. I mean, whales have tails. They still have wieners and stuff.
You know, this is a family radio show. And we're talking about thingies and thingettes. But I never finished my experience.
Well, I was keeping it family rated. I mean, you know, I could see it right now at home. Mommy, what's that thingy?
And the parent says, shut up. You can't use those terms around here.
Yeah, you don't have a thingy yet. Go away.
Right. But let me just talk about the thingy with regard to the water elemental. We were in a living room sleeping when she woke me up that she saw this creature that she called a water elemental. We were not near water. We were in southeast Pennsylvania. Well, we were maybe 50 miles from water.
She must have been dreaming.
I suppose. Let me give you the other crazy things that happened to me.
Because if you guys are away from water, then wouldn't it be just an elemental? Why would it be a water elemental?
I suppose something in the characteristic of what she saw. She's not here to tell you. Next time she comes on the show.
Oh, she saw something that looked like water.
No, she saw something that looked like what she said was a water elemental. You're asking me to justify something said by a person who is not here to defend herself. When she is here.
True. Well, technically that's hearsay, not admittable, and therefore it probably shouldn't be construed as a paranormal experience.
And the other thing that I do, I have a habit of predicting accurately what dialogue will be uttered by people on a TV or movie show. And maybe because it's all such a cliche these days that I could listen to the show and I'll repeat the dialogue that will be uttered by the actor or actress before they say it. And I do that occasionally.
I've been known to do that too.
Actually. We had something like that happen in the film Dead Whisper, but you're not a ghost. But it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said something, and then later on we found the voice saying the same thing on EVP.
Okay, well, anyway, let's hear the craziest thing happen, of course, is when the first previews came out for this new version of Superman called Man of Steel came out. And I heard the music. I like the melody of what they call the Clark Kent theme from Hans Zimmer. And I thought, well, before I see the film, I wonder how this is going to end. And I don't want to give people a spoiler here because the film is new and people might still be watching it. So I thought, how would this film end? And I came up with a solution, which is a final scene plus go to the closing theme. And I went to see the movie. And it ended almost exactly the way I predicted, the dialogue and the closing. Again, it must be a big cliche, right?
It kind of sounds that way. If the dialogue's predictable, then they're rapidly descending into the realm of cliches, I would imagine.
Well, how often in a movie these days do you hear dialogue that's more than a cliche, especially a comic book movie?
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. The average sentence length in a movie script or screenplay is about maybe 4 words, 5 words. So what'd you think? I don't know. I thought it sucked. You did? Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, they've dumbed it down so far that, boy, you'll watch a movie from the 40s where they rattle off 5-minute, you know, monologues. It just doesn't happen that way. People's brains are not set up, I guess, in the modern era to process, you know, amounts of information above 4 or 5 words in a sentence.
You know, I can think of a couple of exceptions. Two films. The Casino Royale film with Daniel Craig as James Bond and Skyfall. There were lots of scenes there with snappy dialogue, and the dialogue consisted of more than 4 words and more sometimes than a single sentence.
Yeah.
Well, let's say Silver Linings Playbook was a nice, smart, well-thought-out film that had some really great monologues. So they're still out there. They're just harder to find, and they have less explosions.
Right. Well, of course, in order to have good dialogue, you've got to hire 12 script doctors, each of which gets to do, what, one line? You wonder about these films. They've got, you know, 6 or 8 different writers. They've rewritten the script 160 times. And you wonder, okay, shoot the darn thing.
You know what? That's a question that before I came to Hollywood, I asked often. And now that I'm in Hollywood, I totally get it. I think that when somebody is inspired with a creative idea, it comes to them through the ether. And as it comes into the human mind, it already becomes, I won't say corrupted, but it's not in its pure splendor.
Pure splendor indeed. Here's some more pure splendor for you to ponder. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Hey neighbors, summer is just about here. The weather's great. The kids are getting out of school, or maybe they're out of school already as they are in Arizona, and there are many places you'd rather be. But even though you don't want to be at work, business never stops. Well, here's the good news. You can escape the office and still stay connected to your coworkers and clients. Share ideas, solve problems, get projects done. Just use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. This is the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes just a click to share your screen and work on your documents in real time. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST for GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, assisted by conscious media producer Ron James. We're talking here, I guess, about my non-paranormal experiences and a little bit about Hollywood stuff. So you're saying here, Ron, that you get an idea for a film, comes out of the ether or whatever, or maybe because you took ether, depending on your point of view.
As it is in the mind of the person who received it, it's in its second most purest form. If that person is able to take that idea, get it down on paper, assemble a crew, and make the film he wants to make, or any creative endeavor, it is as close to that purity as it gets. But in creativity by committee, which is how things are done, if you've ever watched a movie and just wondered, how could this movie be written by somebody, written by a bunch of other people, and then go through a committee and focus groups and everything designed to try and make the film better and come out so badly, it's because the original creative purity is diluted more and more and more by all of the things that make us human. A lot of times it's better to be an auteur than it is to sit in this Hollywood assembly line and try to be a part of the bigger machine.
Well, of course, with a comic book movie, you not just have a producer, a director, and a screenwriter, you've got the keeper of the legend of that comic book character that you have to deal with. You have to deal with, for Superman, DC Comics, with Spider-Man, you have Marvel. And you've built up these characters over the years. And there are certain things about them, characteristics, that before you change anything, you've got to go back and get their approval, test it out, test market it, focus group it, check the dialogue. It's a very complicated process, and that explains why those movies are all so imperfect. But speaking of movies, Chris, you were telling me something here the other day that James Fox is on a new movie project with Tracy Tormé, and we should give the background here. James Fox, of course, did this great UFO documentary, I Know What I Saw. Then he got involved with the worst TV show on the planet devoted to UFOs called Chasing UFOs. For, what was it, National Geographic?
Correct.
Okay. This is the project where two of the hosts, including James, basically disavowed the show before the first episode was broadcast. So we assume James Fox had to do something else. So he's involved with Tracy Tormé. What's this all about, Chris?
Well, I'm not exactly sure that they really even know.
Well, that makes it even more dangerous, but that's true for Hollywood. They don't know what they're going to do.
Well, Tracy is a really, really talented, gifted writer. He was the senior story editor for Star Trek New Generation. He came up with the whole concept of the Dixon Hill character in the 30s holodeck episodes. And he also did the show Sliders back in the 90s, which was really well done for a show of its type. It was kind of... It was light, it was comedic in many ways, but some of the storylines were quite ingenious about parallel universes, and that was Tracy's baby. He wrote, put it together, produced it, hired everybody, and he did a very good job of that. And of course, he's probably best known in the field of ufology for his movie Fire in the Sky, which was the feature film about the Travis Walton case. And Tracy is going to be writing the majority of the movie, if not all of it, and it is a feature film. They are really doing a top shelf project here. And I was invited out to do a sit down interview with Tracy, who unfortunately is having some health problems right now. He was unable to be there, so James did the interview. But they have quite a number of people that they've gotten involved, and I'd say 90% of these names are very well respected and well considered in the field. I had the pleasure of touching bases with Ann Druffel, who, of course, is the longtime L.A. area madam of UFO research here in Southern California. She's been at it almost 50 years. She also had, interestingly enough, Gene, the original Polaroid snapshots that Rex Heflin took in 65 of the strange disc craft that flew by his car. By his truck, very, very compelling. I really took a careful look at these photographs, and they look genuine to me, especially the last one with the smoke ring that the object left when it zipped away.
Now, let me just tell our listeners before you proceed. Ann Druffel was a guest on the PowerCast on March 11th, 2007. It's available on our archives if you want to hear about it.
Yeah, she's a real sweet lady. One of my heroes. She's really been an unsung hero. not a big self-promoter, doesn't go around touting her work. She was very, very good friends with James McDonald, of course, who tragically passed away many years ago now. But he was one of the few real mainstream scientists that got involved in ufology. And there is some question about the events surrounding McDonald's death. But it was real fun catching up with her. John Alexander was there, Nick Pope, Leslie Kane. They've put together quite an impressive list of people to interview. I'm not exactly sure where they're going to go with this. The project's working title is 701, which is the number of unexplained cases in Project Blue Book. Tracy also co-wrote the novel Fast Walker with Jacques Vallée. So, you know, Tracy is very up to speed on many, if not most, of the various permutations of thinking in ufology. And, you know, I really look forward to his insight and writing skill in putting a project like this together. I think that there's some real good potential with this partnership. This could be the most important film, you know, in recent memory that's been made about the subject of UFOs. So I really have high hopes for this project. I'm the eternal optimist. I think, like I said, it's a good partnership. They seem to be asking very intelligent, probing questions. Of course, I think James was a little bit freaked out by John Alexander lurking around all day in the shadows, scaring people. I wonder if he had a tape recorder or something. No, but all kidding aside, I was very honored to be asked to come out and be a part of this. And also it gave me a chance to work on some projects that Ron and I have been involved in over the years, that to tie up some loose ends, complete some projects. And it's been all in all a very successful trip.
Okay, so any indication yet when this new project might come to the fore? Usually it's a couple of years.
Yeah, it's going to be a while down the road. And I wouldn't have really mentioned anything about it unless James had already mentioned things publicly about the project. So I feel okay at least acknowledging that the project's going on. With projects of this type, they do kind of get a life of their own. And I'm sure such a talented writer as Tracy, you know, at the helm in terms of the creative part of this, I think it's going to be a very, very good project. And this is probably the only two guys that could get together and do a project and offer an invitation to come out and be interviewed and me not really have an idea of what they were planning on doing. I normally need a lot more upfront qualifying information before I get involved in a video project. I did come out here with virtually little or no information about what I was getting involved with because I do respect these two guys.
It's the kind of thing that you could basically take this on faith that they will do everything they can to produce something with integrity, which happens so seldom in Hollywood,
yeah,
as we all know. We have Ron James, producer, who, by the way, also handled the videography over at the Citizen Hearing on Disclosure. We'll get some insights of that later. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we've got Chris off in, what, Laguna Beach in California?
Correct.
Overlooking the waves, hoping there are no sharks there.
Boy, did we have fun a couple, 3 days ago. We went out on Ron's boat, and we just happened to luck out and stumble on a pod of what was estimated by the Dolphin Watch boat that was nearby that took some incredible video. They estimated there were about 6,000 dolphins in this single pod, and I'll tell you, it was one of the most magical things I've ever seen in nature. It was just really just stunning.
All those dolphins. Maybe they are the people or the entities or the creatures who bring us UFOs.
There's certainly a mythos for that, but then again, there's a mythos for everything. We were out there. The dolphin experience was pretty incredible. They were swimming right at the bow of the boat in groups of a dozen or more. They were looking up at us. They were jumping out of the water. One of them even purposely splashed me while I was trying to take its picture. It was just it was incredible. Everywhere you look, just imagine the sea just churning white. From a distance, it just looked like white water. And then you get close, and it's just nothing but thousands of dolphins just swimming at top speed and jumping in and out of the water. It was absolutely incredible.
The level of their awareness is incredible.
Yeah, it was just one of those moments. I guess it was funny because on the way to the dock, Chris was asking me about, because he'd seen the video from January about a pod of dolphins doing that. I was like, well, they said that it doesn't happen that often, but it's also not that rare. But I guess it's rare enough that the last time it happened was in January. So imagine how strange it felt to take the boat out and just run right into this right after Chris was asking about it. I'm like, okay, well, Be careful what questions you ask. The universe is giving you some pretty solid answers.
Yeah.
So is there anything about dolphins that we would call paranormal? Either of you can answer.
I did a film once that was in the Sedona Film Festival called Dolphiness, and it came from my own personal experience scuba diving with and seeing dolphins in the wild. They certainly have a psychic ability to them. They're as smart or smarter than we are. And it really makes you wonder as you watch the way they behave under the water, if they're, you know, maybe their bodies are here, but their minds are somewhere completely different. And the way the dolphins actually hunt and the way they organize themselves in the ocean and the way they communicate, oddly enough, is if you can explain dolphin communication, it also explains a lot of paranormal activity. They just did a finding with dolphins that seems to indicate that because linguists are unable to determine with even the best computers what the dolphin's language is, it stumped people for a really long time. But apparently there's a membrane inside the dolphin's ear that vibrates whenever another dolphin makes a noise. And when that membrane vibrates, it actually creates a picture, an image of what the other dolphin is conveying. So you're taking sound and you're converting it to something that creates a picture in the mind of the receiving dolphin. And that's why linguists can't pick up what the dolphins are saying, because it's a completely different approach to language. And then when you get into telepathy and some of the abilities that dolphins seem to have underwater in other ways of communicating and picking up things that people are feeling, you know, it opens up that whole quantum theory to what's happening outside of our physical realm. And when you open that door and you look at things that are happening in this place, then it can explain a lot of things that we call paranormal. So, yeah, it's an interesting parallel. Is there anything about dolphins of what we know that could identify with paranormal phenomenon? And the answer, surprisingly, is sure, absolutely.
Well, the thing I'm understanding from what you say is they have extraordinary mental abilities, and we're not 100% sure about that, what they can do and what kind of insights they have. And more to the point, if this is beings, creatures on our own world that we can't understand completely, what about visitors from another planet? How would we understand them?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And, you know, we don't even know what would a visitor from another planet look like. Maybe it could be here as a tree sitting there observing its neighborhood. Maybe their antennas transmitting to another galaxy. The breadth of what life can be, just what we see on our own planet, especially when you start looking at the ocean. Look what can exist in the ocean. And these amoebas that only exist near the mantles where the superheated water comes out of the earth, and that's where they thrive. So you're kind of saying we don't really know what life is enough to even be able to say we could identify it if it was right in front of our face. And you're absolutely correct.
Well, even if we have a vague understanding of the people here and other creatures here and how smart they might be, that doesn't mean that similar life forms don't evolve on other worlds. It may be that certain type of life forms are better capable of building civilizations. I'm not trying to be an egomaniac here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and assuming that E.T. is human, okay? Only on Krypton. On Krypton, we know they're human, but when they're in front of a yellow sun, they become super. But that's just comic books.
Yeah, just recently Morgan Freeman did one of his new Through the Wormhole shows where it was called What Do Aliens Look Like? And they actually did in 3D animation all kinds of different versions of aliens that were based on different environments and different types of life that we know exist on Earth. So, yeah, the variety of life as we get off of this planet, if this planet serves as any example, it's infinite and it's probably absolutely incredible. Now, of course, when we get outside of the physical realm, you deal with energetic beings and light beings and all of the different kinds of creatures and elementals that they say exist in the in-between and on the other channels. It's an infinite variety, I'm sure.
Well, just even realizing that life can flourish in oh so many ways. And once again, we don't know what kind of civilization, or is it possible dolphins have some sort of civilization set up? We don't know. We don't know under the sea whether dolphins have their own flying machines.
Well, we're pretty sure they don't.
We assume they don't, of course.
Yeah. I think one of the coolest depictions of an alien life form was in the remake of War of the Worlds. I think it's Steven Spielberg did. Remember the scene where Tom Cruise and his daughter are hiding in the basement of the house, I think, with Randy Quaid, and these three-legged aliens come in, so the tripod pilots of the larger tripods. I thought those were depicted very interestingly. You know, the tripod life form as opposed to a bipedal life form. I think that's probably a fairly popular motif out there in the great beyond. It's very stable, tripods.
So ET has three legs.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Sounds like you're having a wild time there. Let's just look further over some of the things that have happened. We're covering Chris O'Brien's L.A. trip, and he's with Ron James, a producer, and he's had some pretty fascinating experiences. And I think one of the things we were talking about just in general before focusing on the movie business, how badly they've treated the subject of UFOs and the paranormal. Of course, today it's all about reality shows. It's about every one of those shows has to have a payoff before the end. So, for example, on Chasing UFOs, before the end of the show, there had to be something there that was apparently related to a UFO appearing or some new evidence. They had to have a discovery. It was plotted like a very bad science fiction movie. So we see now, for example, as you mentioned before, Chris, that Tracy Torme and James Fox are working on a new UFO documentary. But how do we fix the media perceptions? How do we come out with motion pictures, TV shows that realistically present what's going on?
Well, that's a really good question, Gene. And I think Ron is at the forefront of a movement that is attempting to bring this thing back to a sense of education and normalcy. Ron calls this way of thinking and the people that are involved networking in this regard as conscious media. And unfortunately, we've seen a real trend over the past couple decades of media becoming increasingly unconscious and more premeditated and agenda-driven, and just getting, you know, they're dumbing down not only the actual subjects that they're covering, but the way they present these subjects are becoming increasingly lowbrow and unsophisticated. And Ron, why don't you explain your whole idea of conscious media and talk about some of the folks that are getting involved in this particular mindset and trying to sort of re-jumpstart this whole coverage of the paranormal.
We'll have Ron's answer on the other side. We have Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Okay, we're on the other side right now. Look how fast that was. A quick transition. With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have conscious media producer Ron James. And before we broke, Chris asked a rather detailed question of Ron. Ron, you've got a host segment. Explain your answers.
Well, I think the term conscious media has been being batted around since the 80s in a larger way. And I've been asked on numerous interviews what I feel the definition of that is. And boiled down to its simplest form, I think that conscious media is using media products to inform, educate, and enlighten, as well as to entertain. That's the definitive difference between that and average media that is just there to entertain. Now, I have to, in a little bit of a way, defend Hollywood. I'm involved with a lot of very, very conscious people out here, more than I've seen in cities like Asheville and Sedona, people that are actually in this trying to make the real change. You could be somebody who considers themselves conscious and you live a certain lifestyle and you protest against the machine, and that's pretty much what you do and that's all you ever succeed in doing. But out in L.A., to their credit, I know people like Tom Shadyac, who gave up his entire movie career and his fortune to go live in a trailer and make the film I Am. He did Liar Liar and God Almighty, or Bruce Almighty, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. He was the writer-director of that with Jim Carrey. And he's a great example of the level of consciousness that is infiltrating Hollywood. But rather than stand in the pulpit and shout out against how wrong and unconscious and evil and deviant everybody in this media business is, these people are quietly making changes. And the changes it's just like any kind of a big ship. And I spent a long time being a radical, thinking that you just had to make a lot of noise and that maybe you could force that ship to change. And in my older times now, I'm realizing that Change is affected by taking the existing system and doing what you can to influence it. And so to Hollywood's defense, there are a lot of people out here trying to do it. And frankly, you know, I've talked to chief executives at Sony. All these people will tell you the same thing. In fact, I interviewed a guy named Don Levy, who's one of the big guys at Sony Animation. I've interviewed people from DreamWorks. I've talked to a lot of really big, well-known people, and they all say the same thing. When the people want it, we'll deliver it. And Oprah has made a valiant effort to bring conscious programming to the mainstream, and people aren't watching. You know, it's very sad, but her spiritual shows and her meaningful conscious media stuff, all of us are like, this is it. This is the ultimate of the kind of material that we want to produce and deliver, but it's not finding an audience. And, you know, so you've got to look at the broader social issues. You can't blame Hollywood. These guys are in the business of making stuff that in between they sell toilet paper. And so what we do is filler for what they do. And if an audience is going to watch a shark attack over a spiritual experience with dolphins, you can't blame Hollywood for giving them another shark attack. And so that being said, there's plenty of people in this industry that are slowly affecting change. And you see it coming out in mainstream shows. You see it coming out subtly in other shows. But what we really need is for the public to get out there and to support the people that are trying to do this work. And frankly, Gene, they're not doing it. They're not doing it in the kind of numbers that it takes to make it mainstream. When Oprah can get on with a whole masterclass with Deepak Chopra and Tony Robbins and a number of other of today's greatest spiritual luminaries, and it gets so low ratings that they have to refund half the advertising money, there's something wrong with the picture. And the people in Hollywood and the people creating the media, it's not them. They're just a reflection of the society that we live in. So we need this whole elevation of society in order to have more and more media doing it. And guys like me that have been producing conscious stuff for a really, really long time and not making a lot of money doing it, but continuing with it, those are the guys that are moving it forward. But there is not a huge living in it. If I were to stop what I'm doing right now and go make the next Girls Gone Wild, I'd be rich by this time next year beyond my wildest dreams.
Well, you did come up with a good idea. What was that? Victoria's...
Victoria's Secret Paranormal Investigations. Yeah, so the idea is that, because I'm trying to fuse conscious media with the mainstream appetite, so I'm trying to figure out ways to make conscious entertainment sexy, right? So we have a show about spiritual enlightenment, yoga, good nutrition, only it's with hot babes and lingerie. So you get to watch as they actually evolve.
You know, it's interesting here, as I listen to you, I think one issue that we see here, and that is, it's not just producing the great shows, the movies, TV shows. It is the promotion. It is the tie-ins. I mean, you look at a movie like Man of Steel, supposedly they've spent like $150 or $160 million in product placement. You have all these major companies, from fast food places like Carl's Jr. to Sears, involved in the marketing and promotion of this movie. And that's, you know, a tentpole kind of blockbuster summer movie. But what about the kind of shows you're talking about? Conscious media, all that stuff. Will the studios put that money into the promotion of those things? They can't just take off if you just let them lay out there and are undiscovered.
Well, they are. I mean, NBC recently bought Gaim TV. That movie Three Magic Wishes, which was a lot of people thought it was as influential as The Secret, was picked up for distribution by Warner Brothers. There are people in the big studios that want to be a part of this. They know what's going on. They're having their own spiritual thing. You go to Hollywood parties and enlightenment is the buzzword, and there's a lot of people that are walking it and not just talking it. But again, and the studios are going to put money where they know they're going to get money back. If you could figure out a way to make the world a better place, enlighten the planet, teach a wonderful spiritual lesson, and sell Coca-Cola, toilet paper, and Big Macs, you would have it made. And unfortunately, that's what it is. The mainstream media machine is fed and made possible by the same people that are feeding us bad food, the same companies that are modifying our foods, the same political system that is causing all of the problems on this planet. So again, the media that we're being fed is not a result of these people that are trying to control us. They're a result of these people that are business people giving us what we've been conditioned to want. So this change has to happen. It all comes down to the same thing. It has to happen on a grassroots basis. It has to happen person by person. And when you change, the person out there changes to the point where they would rather watch Oprah than Kim Kardashian. Then there'll be more Oprahs. There'll be more channels dedicated to making the world a better place. But right now, it's not happening. And so people can say, well, you know, that Hollywood machine is just feeding us crap. It's, well, people are pretty much used to it. And they have the power. Only they have the power. You can't tell Hollywood, start making better stuff and we'll learn to like it. Hollywood's going to make what people show that they like, and that's their business just like anyone else. If you were doing a radio show about a subject nobody wanted to hear about, you'd have to decide, do I want to keep doing a radio show or do I quit? And most people are going to say, okay, I'll just do a radio show about something that somebody wants to hear. And, you know, when we talk about changing the process, we move on to the citizen hearing on disclosure that just happened. And it's a magnificent example of how the people that are really going to affect change in our society, and again, aren't the ones that are going to stand on the corner and scream. They're not the Sedona people standing on the corner going, oh, I live in Sedona. I'm enlightened. The rest of the world is falling apart. You know, I lived there for 7 years and I still shake my head. The people that are going to affect the change are the people that are getting into the system as it works and using the existing process to move the wheel of this huge ship that is the course of humanity, little by little, piece by piece. The citizen hearing on disclosure, we could talk about it some more, to me was the shining example of how you enter into the current system and you make a splash and you make a wave and you get people talking. It's a fantastic example of how people can affect change. It's a great example of what conscious media really is. And I think that maybe analyzing that a little bit and looking at what it was might help us to see clearly the path for the future.
Now, Chris and I had a couple of shows covering the citizen hearing on disclosure, and we talked about the positives, and there were a lot of positives, and we talked about some of the negatives and whether if we got rid of those negatives, we might have had a much better result. And this is something I'll ask you about. And, of course, you were a hired hand. You did the filming or videotaping or digital recording of the proceedings, and Chris worked with you on that. So we know that part of it was well done, and we wanted to focus maybe in our next segment about how you got involved, how you set things up, and maybe more important here, where do we go from here? What lessons did we learn about the good parts of the citizen hearing on disclosure? What do we learn about the parts that have been criticized? And how do we go forward in making people interested in things like that? More interested, because obviously they're interested in the wacky TV shows, especially the reality shows, which I can't understand, by the way. I guess people like to see car crashes, so they want to see wacky things going on TV. We'll get into more of that in a moment. We have Ron James, producer. We have Chris O'Brien. And we have Gene Steinberg, because you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.